Time to talk gadgets and tech now with the one and only gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp. Don't forget that you can subscribe to his podcast for free at gadgetdetective.com or on the lady five-letter word beginning with the word with letter A, her, or podcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, etc. How's things, Fevz?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, yes. Good to have you back on the show. What should we do first? Do you want to do tech news or gadgets first this week?
Tech news, please.
Tech news, yes.
Tech news.
A rather worrying warning from Which?
Yeah, this has been riling me for some time. So the consumer organisation Which has done some research and found that smart appliances could stop being supported after 2 years, as little as 2 years. So smart appliances, I mean, we traditionally think of sort of computers and handsets and things like that, but actually it's things like TV sets, dishwashers, washing machines are increasingly internet connected and you have some additional functionality, although, you know, before they learn how to load a dishwasher remotely, I'm not sure how useful
that
is.
That's what we really want, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, that's what we really want, yes. And but it is a problem, and I think we've known about this problem in television sets for a while now, because you get smart TVs. So a smart TV is a TV that not only gets terrestrial television, but also can get streamed television services such as, for example, BBC iPlayer. And that essentially means it's got a rudimentary computer built into the TV that's able to, you know, connect to Wi-Fi and stream that image to the television. The problem is that although, you know, smartphone manufacturers and tablet manufacturers do reasonably well, although Android not as well as Apple, manufacturers of devices are not used to updating the software, you know, frequently. And in fact, what tends to happen is that they tend to abandon them in as little as 2 years. You stop getting updates. Now, why does that matter? It's a couple of reasons. One, you don't get any more features and you don't get any bugs fixed. So if there's any flaws in it, you know, they may never be fixed. But it's more important that you don't get any security updates, because these things typically sit on your home Wi-Fi network and can be, to coin a phrase, the weakest link in your chain. So you can spend all this time protecting your laptop and your smartphone and your tablet, but they can get into the network via your washing machine or your TV set.
Good grief.
And then on into everything else, right? So it literally becomes the weak link in the chain. So it's really important, because it comes to a point, one of the reasons why people often have to stop using their smartphones is because they can't get the latest version of Android or iOS, and therefore it's an insecure device, and we can't recommend you use it then. It's not safe. It's like driving an unsafe car. It's really not a good idea. So, and what they found was they approached these various companies and for example, and just out of the ones that did reply, and many didn't reply, actually. They went shtum when they were asked about their policy on this. LG said dishwashers, washing machines and smart TVs could lose support just 2 years after launch. After launch, mind you.
So you might have bought yours well into that two-year period, in other words.
You could have bought it. Yes, you could never get an update on it. Yeah. Despite their estimated lifetime being 13 years. Now, there is consumer legislation that says that even beyond the guarantee or warranty period in England, you have a reasonable expectation that a certain device costing a certain amount of money will last a number of years. So let's say I buy a high-end camera or a TV set. I could reasonably expect that should last at least 5 years. And therefore, if it fails in less than that, then you're able to assert the right to a pro rata refund. So if you only got 3 years, you might get 40% back, for example. You know, and that's consumer law, okay? People don't talk about it much. They just think about warranties. But I would assert that if they leave your machine vulnerable and therefore, you know, unfit for use, then, you know, you should be able to claim money back on it. You know, if Sony or LG or Samsung, interestingly enough, Miele, which is right at the top end, and Hisense, which is very much at the budget end of things like TV sets, offer smart TV assistance for 10 years. Not sure exactly what that means, but if that means updates, then that's fine. So really, these companies have to, you know, get with the program and understand that if they're going to sell connected devices, for which they will charge you a premium. Right? So if you buy a washing machine that's connected, you could pay £200 or £300 more than the equivalent, you know, spec machine, but without the smarts. On TV sets, it's kind of interesting because I've always thought that wasn't necessarily a huge problem in the sense that when your TV set, so for example, with the BBC iPlayer, you may be aware, every year the BBC announce a list of TV sets that are no longer supported because they've failed to update and therefore they can no longer get iPlayer. And this is the same with each of the other streaming services. So the solution to that, to a point, is that you stop using the internal smarts of the smart TV and you buy an external streaming box or a little stick that plugs into the TV set. So Amazon do them, Apple do them, you know, all sorts of people do these sticks. And that's fine because the people who sell you those smart sticks, that's their business and they're going to support you for a good while longer. The only question in my mind is, okay, you get the functions and you get the compatibility, but does that necessarily resolve any security issues if your TV, if the smarts in your TV set is still reaching out over the internet and trying to phone home and, you know, up, all of that, potentially you're still not safe. So there is an argument for TVs to buy a dumb TV, i.e. a non-smart TV, and just and then just plug in a streaming stick into it.
Fascinating.
And you don't get the full integration, but you know, if you want your TV to be, you know, safe for 10 years, then that might be a way forward.
Just going on to the other gadget before we wrap this bit up then. You know, we're saying that the problem with a smart dishwasher is that it won't put the dirty dishes in for you, and that's what we really all want. Do you think that they will, it'll one day be routine for everybody to have a smart dishwasher or washing machine? Will the benefits ever be that great, really?
Yeah, I think the thing is, probably where we're going is a completely integrated home system. So your, you know, Amazon Alexa unit or your Google Assistant or whatever will be the core intelligence in your home, and everything within your home will talk to it and be potentially controlled by it. So yes, I think that is coming. It should get to the point where it's, you can't really buy anything that isn't connected anymore, including, you know, and the price of the items will go down, so you'll get toasters that are reasonable money that are internet connected and so forth. You know, there can be issues like safety issues, for example. I mean, you could just have it so that, you know, if it develops a fault, it flags it. It lets you know and, you know, maybe even rings emergency services if it's temperature sensors, say, you know, your tumble dryer is catching fire or something like that. So it should be that you're not really paying much of a premium for it. And I suspect what also might happen is a bit like smart speakers. So smart speakers are actually dumb speakers. The way that smart speakers work is there's no smarts within them. They record your voice, send that recording off to, let's say, Amazon's computer network. Amazon's computer network deciphers what your recording means, appropriates a suitable answer, and sends back a recording of the suitable answer, which the smart speaker / dumb speaker then replays. Because of that, all the smarts are on Amazon server side, not on your device, and therefore, you know, as long as they keep their central servers up to date, you continue to get updates and new features. So I've got smart speakers that are, you know, more than 5 years old that are completely, you know, up to date, have all the features of the most modern versions of them. So you might find that I think increasingly you'll have sort of subscription based models where you buy these things, and the only way it becomes cost effective to keep them up to date is that you pay some sort of subscription to them. Which, interestingly, if you looked at Amazon and their Echo smart speakers, there was a story a few weeks ago that said they were losing billions hands over fists on their smart speakers because people were not, you know, they were using them for the weather and for timers and recipes and things, but they were not buying things through them and they couldn't monetize, I hate that word, they couldn't make money out of it in the way that they had intended. So even with those smart speakers, in the future you may be looking at some sort of subscription.
I love it.
Go on, sorry. I was just going to say, I just can't see even a company the size of Amazon continuing to bleed billions of dollars a year.
And I was going to say, I love it when we ordinary people sometimes land one on the big boys. It's good fun almost, isn't it? I've made you talk on a long while there, which is bad of me because we've got two gadgets to do. So we'll have to go fairly quickly through them.
But we'll manage. They're fine.
Bill Buckley with you, Fevzi Turkal, gadget detective at your service. Don't forget, if you want to follow him on Twitter, couldn't be easier, at gadget detective. We'll get you to him. Right, here are this week's gadgets. And the first one is a massage gun. I'm not sure I like the word gun in this context, Fevzi, but anyway.
That's what they call them. Right, so actually both the gadgets are massage guns from Homedic. So they're similar devices, but there are some differences.
Okay.
Not least the price. So we'll kind of, that's why I'm doing them both together, they're of an ilk. Right, so Homedics, Homedics. The first one's called the Pro Physio Massage Gun. And they're called massage guns because they kind of look vaguely gun-shaped. The Pro Physio in particular, it's got a handle and it just looks a bit like a phaser from Star Trek, I think. Okay. one of the original phaser designs. So
that doesn't really show me anymore.
That.
No.
It doesn't zap aliens. Okay, so this is a device that you charge up. It's got a motor inside it and it's got, in this case, six different heads that you can attach. So they can be sort of round head, flat heads. There's a head that I really like, which actually you can put it in the fridge, cool it down, and then it applies cold. This one also has the ability to heat up to 47 degrees centigrade in just under 2 minutes. So you can have this combination of heat and cold. So if you are a sporty type and you sort of strain the muscle, or if your muscles are just rather stiff and you just need some sort of massage, then you can do it. I always think the limitations with these devices is that you can't easily get to all parts of your body to actually apply it yourself. So, but it's a good icebreaker at parties. Would you mind? I can't reach this, but here you go. You know?
Perhaps not on a first date. That might be counterproductive.
I suppose as I get more decrepit, it's more plausible and less likely to be a pickup line, right? So,
yes.
I just can't get there. So, do you know, as I'm saying this, I'm just feeling the little twinges in my lower back. You know, yes. And I'm just wanting to switch on the device.
Psychosomatic.
Yeah, no. But the Pro Physio will give you about 3.5 hours of runtime off a single charge. You get the cool gel head, which you freeze for 4 hours beforehand for perfect post-workout cool down. This particular one comes with six interchangeable heads. It's quite reasonably quiet in operation. That's the other thing. You know, some of the there are cheaper models, and one of the things about them is the motors are not as reliable, and they also tend to be noisier in operation. This thing comes with the six heads. Now, list price on that one is £300, and I noticed they're selling it for £230 on the homedics.co.uk website. Sometimes there are additional vouchers and things, like, for example, when you sign up to their newsletter, you tend to get a further discount. So just have a hunt around the website and also check it out on, you know, if you can find it on Amazon or elsewhere. Try and buy it from somewhere if you want to buy anything like this, which is, you know, make sure it is returnable. And particularly because some of the items are, you know, potentially used for personal use, which this could come under that category, may not be returnable under what used to be called distance selling regulations. But some retailers have more generous policies than the legal minimum. So do check it out, because with this sort of device, you don't want to spend that sort of money and find it's not for you. Right, moving on. You've got, again from Homedics, the Mai Tai Mini Massage Gun. I don't think it comes with a cocktail, but it's called MYTI. Yeah, the Mai Tai Mini Massage Gun. This thing looks less like a gun and more like a T-shaped piece of piping, if you can imagine. It's a bit less tall than a smartphone. Like a smartphone, it charges with a USB-C charger, which is really great, which means you can top it up anywhere where you're able to top up smartphones and so forth. You can do it, and you can even do it off a sort of portable battery pack if you've got one that has USB-C. This one has five attachments to it. It has heated, round, flat, bullet, and U-shaped heads attachments. It's got four intensity settings that go from slow and gentle vibration to something more powerful and fast-paced. It also can heat up, and it stimulates blood flow within the tissue and healing. it is more portable than the Pro unit, I think, and it's also very quiet. And it comes with a 3-year warranty, which I thought was rather good. And the nice thing is it costs, it's still not cheap, but it's about half the price of the other one. It's $119.99 is the list price. I didn't see any discounts on it because it's only recently launched. But this one is kind of more stylish, smaller product. Arguably, the motor might be a bit less powerful, but I think it's sufficient. And it comes in the choice of colours as well. So, you know,
very nice,
that's important to you.
Both of them are given. Yes.
Yeah, I hope not. One of them comes in green.
Oh, no.
But
you need the taser. It's obviously an alien. You need to get the taser back.
Yeah. So both of those, I've given 4 stars out of 5 to, you know, I think if there's any possibility that you're going to, you know, carry it around with you, I'd personally go for the Mai Tai, and also because it's cheaper, I'd try the cheaper option first, but again, make sure you've got the ability to return it if you're not happy, and then start with the cheaper one. If it meets your needs, fine. If it doesn't, then you can always, you know, consider spending more.
And I'm assuming that if people didn't get all that written down, we can go to gadgetdetective.com and it will be there.
It will be there in full detail and Technicolor.
Very nice. I'll let you go and deal with your twinges now. And
thank you so much.
We'll speak in 7 days.